All right, when you live in one of the highest taxed parts of the country, New York City, you hear this a lot about people as they get ready to retire, moving to what my folk call the promised land, Florida, because it has no state income tax. But is that the best move? Let's talk about this as part of our retirement segment brought to you by Fidelity Investments. We bring into the discussion Christian Burgos. He's managing principal at Friedman LLP. And so when my brethren move south to Florida, are they making a mistake if they're trying to make an income tax play to go to a place that doesn't have a state income tax?
No, absolutely not. I mean, changing your state from a tax perspective is not a new concept. Actually, it's part of any healthy tax and financial planning, especially for those looking to retire either in the immediate future or down the road. There are a number of states, Florida being one of the top destinations, Texas, Nevada, Washington are other states that do not impose a personal income tax. So they do offer an attractive option for many folks that are looking to decrease their costs and change their state and find more temperate climates, especially those coming out of New York.
Christian, what should people be considering, I guess, when they're deciding exactly where to retire? Walk us through your checklist or what you discuss with some of your clients.
Now, it's interesting that you mentioned checklist. I mean, we definitely, when we speak with clients about this and start addressing their ability to actually pick up and move, there are key considerations in terms of their income, what kind of sources of income they're expecting from a retirement perspective. What assets they hold. It's one of those things that people often misconceive that they believe that it's a matter of just picking up and moving to a new state. And states are really hesitant to letting good people go, especially when they're high income taxpayers. So it's from a financial aspect, you have to look at not only your sources of income, but also what assets you may have situated, whether they be real property or tangible personal property assets. Also, non-tax considerations definitely come into play here when addressing whether or not to uproot your family, move to a new location, where you go visit your medical professionals, healthcare providers, where you attend religious services. There are so many different aspects as part of our daily lives that go into this overall planning that we typically bring the team together, discuss this not only with the actual taxpayer, the individual, but their family and their other advisors as well.
Just had a discussion with someone from Texas, and I actually brought up the issue, you know, state income tax, to which they responded, yeah, but property taxes are really high in Texas. I don't know what they actually are, but I brought that up because have you ever had a client come to you, not somebody who started out with you, but come to you say, we thought this was going to happen and we made this move based on the kinds of things that we're talking about right now, and it turned out not to be in our best interest?
Right. I mean, I know Texas and Florida, I mean, they without any personal income taxes, they definitely have pretty steep property taxes. But for those that actually establish a residency in the state, they may avail themselves of homestead exemptions that do help offset the additional tax costs from a property tax perspective. Overall, from what we've seen in working with clients is that the offset, the decrease in the overall state tax expense has always been of benefit. Especially with individuals moving from states like New York, which have, I mean, their top marginal tax rate has always been historically around like the 8 or 9% and has actually increased in the past year. California's top marginal rate has also been over 12%. So when you take all that into consideration, it's always from a financial standpoint, especially specifically a tax perspective, it's always been a beneficial move for those individuals. But again, it's something that has to be modeled out. You can't just, we don't recommend just picking up and going. You do have to do some due diligence in terms of calculating modeling out what that impact is from a tax perspective.
And Christian, what exactly would that look like? I guess, what are the protocols that need to be followed to do that correctly and I guess go about it the best way?
Well, I mean, this does involve participation from other advisors like your financial advisor, bankers, attorneys, even estate planning attorneys to identify what are all your assets. What are the sources of income you're expecting, whether they be from retirement income, pensions, annuities, or even interest in other businesses where you're currently actively participating. One of the common misconceptions is that just by simply moving from one state doesn't necessarily absolve you from state income tax overall. You could still be subject to state taxes in other states where you may be deriving income from sources within those other jurisdictions. But having a good basis of like an inventory, what have you, of what your total assets and your revenues are, will give us the visibility to actually model out what that tax impact may be under different scenarios.
Christian Burgos is the managing principal at Friedman LLP. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about that, as a lot of people are considering what their next move might be in the next 10 to 20 years.